Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Dirty Lazy Keto Podcast by Stephanie Laska. I lost 140 pounds, and I cannot wait to share all of my keto low-carb secrets with you during season 5. Get ready for a fast ride, because the Dirty Lazy Keto Podcast by Stephanie Laska is going to get you inspired and help you to be successful. Let's get started. Okay, everybody, I want you to give me a thumbs up. Big, big, big thumbs up, please. If you are looking for some no-bake keto dessert recipes. And even better, if you want them to take less than 5 minutes. So even under a minute would be good, right? So thumbs up if you are interested in hearing more about my no-bake keto dessert recipes that take less than 5 minutes. Yes, you are. Is anyone writing that in the comments, like a big smiley face? Like, oh my gosh, absolutely. I cannot wait. This sounds like the most amazing thing I've ever heard. I know, right? Sometimes it's really helpful, I think, to make a little list of these things, some of my ideas, some of your ideas. That way, when you're in a pinch and you're like, okay, I'm having a craving, what can I do? Then you'll pull out my little sticky note or your list of at least 5 of these no-bake keto dessert ideas that take, you know, just minutes. That way you are not craving and crashing and going over to the dark, carbalicious side. So here's the thing, you guys. These are the actual recipes of the actual examples that helped me to lose 140 pounds. I'll show you my before and after picture every week. Every time we do a video, I like to bring it out because it helps remind you and me that this is doable, that real people are changing their lives every day. Not just me, people from all over the world. But seeing my picture makes you go, okay, she's for reals. She's not lying. These are actual real things that I did, that I ate, that I still eat to this day. So I'm going to go through 5 examples. They're all quick dessert ideas, all keto-friendly, low-carb, and I'll also explain why I like them. And stay tuned for all 5, because number 5 is the one I'm having tonight, and it's a very special, special one. So I hope that you'll participate in all 5. So let's start with number 1. You're excited? No one's dancing? Okay. Number 1, I want to share with you my quick little no-bake recipe for peanut butter power balls. That's what I'm calling them, peanut butter power balls. I kind of just invented it this week. I've been having a little bit of a sweet tooth. And I just have to tell you guys that my power balls that I'm going to share with you, darn if they don't remind me of an oatmeal chocolate chip cookie. Like, it has the mouthfeel, which that word kind of bugs me, mouthfeel, but it really does. It makes me reminisce about the days when I would make oatmeal chocolate chip cookies and I'd eat the dough, not the cooked ones, but the dough. It kind of reminds me of that. So this might make you laugh. I'm just keeping it real, you guys. That's what number 1's all about. So I'm going to start off by putting on some gloves because I'm handling food. And I'll tell you about the ingredients that you'll need. Honestly, this will take seconds. And you can customize this to however you like to fit your preferences. You don't have to just eat the things that I like. But you'll see how it comes together pretty fast. You'll go, oh, I could get into that, Stephanie. I think you will. All right, so in a small bowl, folks, I'm going to bring this over here. Small little bowl with your spoon. You are going to combine the following ingredients. Now, we're just going to do a little bit of willy-nilliness. Are you okay with that? Sometimes the lazy method is the best. And what I'm going to do here is I have some shredded unsweetened coconut. This is about a teaspoon or so. Shredded, unsweetened coconut. Bob's Red Mill is a great one that carries that product. And I use it for other recipes too. So it's not like you're going to just buy it once and then never touch it again. I like to add some sugar-free sweetener. Whatever you have laying around is good. Add that to your small mixing bowl. I just have some Splenda that I grabbed from my cabinet. And then I'm going to add in some crushed walnuts. I just crushed them out with my hand. This is about, I don't know, a tablespoon here? Tablespoon, tablespoon and a half. Dump those in the bowl. Super easy, super fast. Next, we're going to add some sugar-free chocolate chips. Sugar-free chocolate chips. Lily's makes a great product. Choc Zero. What chocolate chips do you like that are sugar-free? Do you have a brand that you recommend? Put that in the comments. I've even bought Hershey's when I'm doing a lot. I know Hershey's gets a bad rap because it has some mannitol, but, you know, we can't always buy the most expensive or the most fabulous ingredients. Sometimes we just mix it up. So tell me if you have a particular brand or company that you like to shop from. I think it's helpful. And also share why, please. Because some people are like, well, why? Why do you like that one? I want to know more. Next thing you know, you're going to add in your peanut butter. Peanut butter. You're like, girl, we can have peanut butter on the keto diet. Yes, 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 you can. Check this out. Now, a little bit of peanut butter is not going to hurt you, any kind. But there are more and more companies coming out now with no sugar added. Here is Skippy. I just found this at the grocery store, the regular grocery store in the regular section. It's actually on sale. And I just bought it and I started, you know, using it for my kids' sandwiches. And I wasn't even telling them. They did not notice. So go ahead and enjoy it yourself. So either a smidgen of peanut butter. I'm going to do a spoonful. It's about a tablespoon. Here it is. And I'm going to add that to this mix here. You're like, this does smell pretty good. And the tricky part really is just stirring it up because you want to maximize your deliciousness. So really spend some time crunching it up, stirring it up, chopping it up. And that way you get the nuts and all the deliciousness mixed in all the way. While you're doing this and you're mixing, I want you to take a spoonful of whatever your favorite low-carb protein powder is. This is Quest brand, so I'm going to just put that in over the top. And then keep stirring and keep chopping and keep smelling because it's so good. These are my little peanut butter power balls. It's just one serving of fabulousness. For when it's an extreme sweet tooth situation, you don't have time to be cooking or heating up the oven. You know what I mean? And it's just like a little special treat just for you. And it's so affordable, right? You likely have all these ingredients laying around in your cupboard already. I admit I've had this every day this week. In the afternoon when I'm like, ooh, I'm having a sweet tooth situation. Probably due to stress or whatever. But who cares? The trick is with Dirty Lazy Keto to be successful in this lifestyle, and that's why I put this recipe for you together, is to keep it real, keep it honest. You don't have to be perfect. That's why Power Balls are my number one recommendation for you. It tastes, people, like you're eating cookie dough from a oatmeal raisin cookie with chocolate chips. Should I eat it now? And that'll be like the rest of the time. Now, here's what I do. I don't bake it. I just eat it right out of the bowl, and I swear to you, it tastes like a cookie. Cookie dough, anyway. Love it, love it, love it. And it's just for you. No baking, just deliciousness. Could you add other stuff? Sure you could. Why don't you tell me what you might add? You might have some ideas right now. What would you add? Put that in the comments, or what would you suggest or swap out? Enjoy, people. That is number one. Lick it off the spoon. It's the best thing ever. I'll just have to tell you. Now, if you like peanut butter and you were kind of excited to hear about peanut butter and options that we can have, quote unquote, on the keto diet, you may want to stay tuned for the next video that I will link up. It is called, it's also on YouTube if you want to look for it later. It is called How to Make Keto Peanut Butter Cookie Dough. How to Make Keto Peanut Butter Cookie Dough. Different video than this one. Different everything. But just as yummy. It doesn't call for that peanut butter. It calls for a powdered one. And it goes in the freezer and it's like a whole thing. Kind of like frozen cookie dough balls, like in the ice cream. Okay. Anyway, I don't want to give it away, but that's next video. So let's move on to number two, because I've got 5 no-bake keto dessert recipes. They're real quick and I want to share with you today. So number two, I want to talk to you about making chocolate cake batter. Woo, chocolate cake batter, like uncooked. Do you sense a theme here? Uncooked, no bake. First ingredient that you're gonna need is some low-carb yogurt. Now you can use whole milk yogurt, Faye, whatever you want, just get the lowest carb possible. Now, again, if you're like maybe driving or walking around or doing stuff right now and you are like, well, I wanna write all the stuff down, but I don't have a pen. Where's this recipe, Stephanie? I get that a lot. You can find this recipe in your copy of Dirty Lazy Keto Get Started, the revised and expanded edition. That's the only one you should have. It's 400 pages. It's got a million things in there that are awesome and helpful. Dirty Lazy Keto, get started on page 173. So the full macros, the directions, the measurements, all that stuff is right in here. You can refer to that later. It's called chocolate cake batter recipe. Dirty Lazy Keto, get started. Got it? Okay. So that's that. Let's move on here. You are going to need a little bit of the yogurt. We discussed that. I've already pre-put in some in my bowl here. See how thick it is? Love it, love it, love it. Yogurt is amazing. Full fat yogurt, that is. That stuff with no fat, no. Skip over that, please. It's unfilling. It's unsatisfying. It doesn't taste very good. Yes, it's low in carbs, some of them, but they're so boring. You'll be like, and then 10 minutes later, hungry. Make sure you're getting the full fat yogurt. Full fat dairy is recommended for you, and it tastes better. So get yourself a little bit of the low carb yogurt in a bowl. And then I want you to add some vanilla, 100% pure vanilla extract. Pour that in as much as you would like. I would like you to add some sugar-free sweetener, please. How many? Well, that's up to you. And how much yogurt you're serving yourself. I'll put in a few packets. I got a whole bunch here. Let me set this down. 3, 4, 5. Whatever you want. No judgment. This is dirty keto, people. Let's hold this up and sprinkle. However sweet you like it, there's no judgment. Whatever sugar-free sweetener you like to use, no problem. You're going to add that. Next, you're going to add a little bit of cocoa powder to your mix. Cocoa powder, by its very nature, is 100% cocoa powder and super delicious and keto-friendly. Here we are. Anything else we're going to add? Yogurt, vanilla, sweetener, some cocoa powder. We're going to stir it up. And you're like, oh, Stephanie, can we take it to the next level? That sounds good, and it kind of looks like cake batter. Can you take it to the next level? Oh, yes, I can. I don't play around when it comes to my cake batter. In fact, I ordered myself a whole case of this deliciousness from McCormick. It's called Cake Batter Flavor Artificial. I got it on Amazon, and I tried to order one, and somehow a whole case came. So I'm committed, people. I'm committed. So you can even add a little few drops of that here, and it's going to even take it to the next level. You don't need to have it if you don't want it, but it does taste pretty darn good. It's legit. I don't mind playing around with some of those artificial flavors because if I can stay on track and keep a weight loss off of 140 pounds, that's 11 sizes of clothes, by having little tricks like this up my sleeve, it's not like I eat this every single day, 10 times a day, but when I need to, I know it's there. It's a good idea, I think, right? Now, we also want to top this with some extra deliciousness. And here's what I recommend you do. Get yourself, again, with the sugar-free chocolates, maybe Lily, maybe, what were the other brands we talked about? Hershey's has some. All sorts of different companies have these out nowadays, right? Whatever company you like, or let's say you don't tolerate some of those products. You want to go legit with the cocoa. Go buy a bar of very high percentage cocoa, like a really nice brand. Get yourself a Lind, a Ghirardelli. And here's 100% cocoa, 85% cocoa, cacao, however you want to say it. And get yourself this little potato peeler and just shave off a little bit on top. Or you can use a knife and just chop, chop, chop. But the shaving makes it look extra pretty. It really lends itself to you being, you know, happy and satisfied, which is so important when you're on the keto diet. That's why Dirty Lazy Keto is so much different from other keto lifestyles where you're, you know, neglecting that part where you're like, oh, sugar's bad and sugar cravings are bad and you shouldn't eat unless you're actually hungry and you should be starving and blah, blah. No, I don't think so. I think it's okay to even eat treats like this for breakfast if that makes you happy. Use your potato peeler. I'm just shaving off some on the top. You can make little curly cues. You can get hella fancy. Hecka fancy. Really fancy. And it just adds even more, you know, specialness to your special dessert just for you. It makes you feel like, hey, I'm worth it. Check me out. I really enjoy having this myself. In particular, when I'm on vacation, I want to bring up my vacation lay here. The reason why is a lot of times on vacation, and I share this, you guys, you probably have heard this story before. If you have read this book, Extra Easy Keto, because I share a lot of little vignettes and stories about what helps me stay on track. And in Extra Easy Keto, I talk about how on vacation, my family is always going out to get ice cream, like real legit ice cream, like at Lappert's ice cream in Hawaii. Have you ever been to Lappert's? It's like heavenly, right? Well, to someone like me, it's not heavenly. It causes me to go all crazy and overeat and have insulin reactions that I'm not happy about and totally go off the rails. So yes, some people say, oh, it's just you're on vacation. No, no, no. Not for me. It's like a full-time smoker who, you know, went from like 2 packs a day and then someone says, oh, just smoke once in a while when you're on vacation. You would never say that, right, to a smoker. So it's the same thing with me when it comes to sugar. When I'm on vacation even, no matter if it's a holiday, no matter what, I want to stay on track. So having little tricks like this help me while my family gets an ice cream or brings ice cream back, a gallon to the condo or whatnot. I will whip up a little bit of this chocolate cake batter, like delicious, low carb, no carb treat. It's a good idea, right? I think it is anyway. So that's why I keep sharing these ideas with you. I want you to have an arsenal of opportunities so that you don't go falling off the wagon, so to speak. Now, I like to buy the little individual containers when I'm on vacation. They might cost a little more than the full, you know, Monty right here. But that way it's easy for me to make. I might bring a sugar-free chocolate bar with me or a low-carb bar using the high cocoa and then make it fancy. And then my family's having a bowl of ice cream, and then I also have a little bowl of chocolate cake batter. You'll see pictures of that on my Instagram. I actually do that quite often. You're welcome. I'm keeping it real, people. Keeping it real. I'm telling you all my secrets. I want to move on to number 3 because I have 5 no-bake keto desserts to share with you today that I'm sharing, and I'm also explaining why. Now, number three, my dessert of choice for number 3 is, this one's kind of funny, Jell-O salad. Jell-O salad. Now, yes, I have funny names for these items. Jell-O salad is a true thing. Is anyone here from the Midwest? Like me? I'm from the Midwest. Whoop, hello. And in the Midwest, we have Jell-O salad. We don't have salad. We have Jell-O salad. Now I know why I have issues with my weight, right? A lot of us in the Midwest were taught Jell-O is a salad that counts. Hilarious, right? Here's what I like to do with my Jell-O salad. I take Jell-O. Now you can buy it in the cute little cups like this, or you can make it yourself, much more economical. But again, these last forever in the fridge, so just shove them in the back, and that way you have them for these emergencies. It's very important to have a plan, as opposed to waiting 2 hours for the actual Jell-O to set. These are ready to go. So I have my Jell-O, it's ready to go. And then what I do is I get a small bowl, getting all my items together here. I'm gonna dump my Jell-O in the bowl or use a spoon to pour it out, which is very tricky with one hand. So putting it a little lower. I'll hold it up in just a second. Here we go. So I've got my Jell-O. It's in the bowl, a serving's worth. You could put 2 or 3 if you wanted. Next, I'm going to add a giant dollop of, this might surprise you, sour cream. Sour cream, people. A dollop, a large dollop to your tasting of full-fat sour cream. Now, before you go, ew, you need to try it and then holla back at me, okay? I am telling you, full-fat sour cream with Jell-O of any flavor is going to blow your mind. This is the best salad that you've ever had in your life. Thank you to all the Michigan people for teaching me this growing up. You're going to stir it, break up the Jell-O. And this is already made Jell-O, right? So it's already set and firm. It's not liquidy. And I'm stirring it with a big hefty dollop of sour cream. And that's it. Now, what are you going to put on top? Just this? You could have it just like this. I like to take my Jell-O salad to the next level. I'm gonna sprinkle a little bit of real whipped cream on top. Gotta hear it. I love that noise, right? Which is also keto friendly if you're having just a teaspoon or a tablespoon, right? 1 serving. Set that down. And to make this more of a Sunday-like situation, you could also sprinkle this with peanuts. Just a couple. You know why? Because the salty sweet takes it as a home run. And you can eat a big giant bowl of this. That's kind of the best part. I love desserts where you don't have to be all chintzy. I want a nice, hefty, hearty serving that will totally fill me up. Have you guys ever had Jell-O salad before in your life? Does your family have Jell-O salad? Am I the only one? Now, if you wanted more specifics, like how can I make that bigger? What are the macros? Yada, yada, yada. I want to point out the fact that that recipe is one that I included inside the Dirty Lazy Keto 5-Ingredient Cookbook. And you're going to want to go to page 190. Now, there's no picture, so you might have skipped it. Like, what? What is she talking about? But I promise you it is there. Every one of the Dirty Lazy Keto cookbooks, because there's four, each one of them contains a dessert section. And there's no overlaps. There's new dessert recipes in every one of the cookbooks. So go to page 190 and you'll find all the details for a fun Jell-O salad recipe. Now, another recipe I want to point out in this cookbook that also uses Jell-O. Can we do a shout out for Jell-O? Is that you might like to make mommy's special popsicles. It also calls for gelatin. It's on page 193. Also inside the Dirty Lazy Keto cookbook, 5-ingredient cookbook. Check it out. Do you like to eat Jell-O on the keto diet? I'm curious. How many of you eat sugar-free Jell-O? And if you do, what do you do with it? Can you please tell the group? Put that in the comments. And while you're typing, I'm going to spin the wheel for a chance for you to win a prize. You're like, prizes. I do prizes every week on the podcast, on the video. I pick them live, I pick them later, now, later. And I just pick a random person from the comments to win something. Forgive my giant armpit in the way. And today's prize is going to be a Dirty Lazy Keto lunch pail. Ooh, a Dirty Lazy Keto red lunch pail. Let me show you what that looks like. Do I have one right here? Yes, I do. Here it is. It's insulated. You can pack it full of all sorts of low-carb goodies and use it to help motivate you to stay on track. Now, if you don't get picked today and I don't choose your name, or you're wanting any of the prizes that I've ever shared during the podcast or during the videos, during our sessions time together, you might have seen someone else on social with one or any of my prizes. They're all on Etsy, okay? You can go to my Etsy shop. And if you go over to Etsy and look up the Dirty Lazy Keto Shop, all one word, the Dirty Lazy Keto Shop. And so all the prizes that I give away are all there for you to buy at cost. You can also get yourself, this is kind of fun, a signed copy of any of the cookbooks. I'll just remind you, the Dirty Lazy Keto cookbook. You can also get a signed copy of the restaurant guide, an author signed copy of the Extra Easy Keto, 7 Days to Ketogenic Weight Loss on a Low Carb Diet. Basically any of my books, any of the prizes, they're all there, all in one spot at Etsy. The Dirty Lazy Keto Shop on Etsy. Now I'll mail them to you right away. For cost. That's a good deal, right? That way everybody gets to win. Okay, moving on. I got 5 to share with you, so let's go to number 4. Number 4 is, I want to tell you about, I almost let go of the whipped cream here in the office. Number 4, I want to tell you about, this one's a little faster, a keto hot chocolate. Do you make keto hot chocolate ever? It's a nice way to warm up and have a nice sweet drink that makes you go, ooh, I like this. This is really good. I've got my mug here, and I just want to tell you how simple and easy and fast this is. You don't have to buy any kind of packaged good. You can do this right here in your kitchen. So what I would recommend you do is add some water to your cup, just plain old water, hot water, or room temperature water, Keurig water, whatever water you want. Okay, add a little bit of real heavy whipping cream. Add just a little bit, like a little bloop, bloop, bloop. Not a gallon, not 4 cups, like a teaspoon or a tablespoon, just a little bloop, okay? Nothing too crazy. That's where people get in trouble. Next, add some cocoa powder to taste. You can do a little, a lot, whatever you kind of like for your delicious hot chocolate. I like to add a little bit of vanilla. I know we talked about that earlier. It helps everything taste yummy, doesn't it? And My secret weapon. Again, with the secret weapon. I gotta set this down so I can grab the next thing to show you. But here is my secret weapon when I make my my hot chocolate. I get these little sugar-free mints from the Dollar Tree. Have you had these before? Yes. So what I do is I just plop one of these down in my hot chocolate and it will melt and give it a deliciousness taste. These are just sugar-free peppermints. I just put one in. That's all you need. It gives you enough flavor. I'm also going to add some sugar-free sweetener to flavor. However much you like, that makes sense to you. It doesn't have to be complicated, people. And then you are going to use, I have a fancy little tool here that I just set down and now I can't find it. Where did it go? Looking. Up. I'm sure it'll come back to me. Where did it go? Sometimes my podcast gets a little bit too exciting where I set things down to get out of the way. Here it goes. This is my also secret weapon. Do you guys have one of these? This is called a, what, frother? I got it on Amazon. It was like $8 maybe? Under 10 for sure. And I had to buy a new one because then my teenage son tried to make scrambled eggs with them. That's a whole nother podcast. Anyway, you just stick it in here. It does a great job stirring it up. No, you don't have to have one. You can use your spoon, but it makes it a lot more fun. I like to, instead of just using regular water, I like to put it on the Keurig and get the hot water going. Save a step. Feel fancy. You can also just put this in the microwave. Heat it up to the temperature you like. Whatever. Don't overthink it. Boil the water. And then stir it up really good, though, because that will help your peppermint candy to melt and give you that delicious flavor. And don't forget your sugar-free sweetener to taste. You're welcome. So that's number 4. Now, should that be it, or should you add a little bit more exciting things? I think you should keep going. Take it to the next level. Level up. Do again with the whipped cream. Little poot. And I keep this salt shaker full of cocoa powder for situations like this. And then I sprinkle just a little bit on top so it looks pretty. Because again, it's important that we don't feel deprived or sad. We want to emotionally make ourselves happy when we're having snacks and drinks and desserts, as well as our palate. So this is going to look pretty. It's going to taste great. And then you're going to feel warm inside and, you know, like you can stay on track. And if this isn't enough, you make another one. You know, big deal. You're not having too much going on here. Remember, it's the heavy cream is just a little bit. Just a little bit. Some people will go online and get these recipes and they're putting, you know, this much. No. Mm-mm. You just need a little bit and water, really, to make this a successful keto-friendly hot chocolate. If you don't believe me, do it very lightly, like I recommend, and then you can always add more if needed. Now, number 5, I hope that you're still watching, because number 5 was one of my favorites. I told you it was a special day today at my house, and I want to show you number 5 because I think it's super cute and fabulous. Now, number 5 is going to be a berry shortcake. And at the grocery store this week, so this is a no-bake because I bought this. It was in the frozen section, and at my local Safeway, it's a sugar-free angel food cake. Sugar-free angel food cake. Pretty amazing, right? And it was like $8. Can't even see without my glasses. Yeah, $7.99. Now, I just threw it in the freezer and then pulled it out for a special occasion like today. And here's what I did with this angel food cake. The company's called Anne Marie's. Yep, angel food cake. Here is what I'm going to do with it. I'm going to show you how beautiful it is. I took it out of the package and I cut it horizontally in half. Okay, horizontally in half. How cute is this? It's coming up in front. Putting it up in front of me so that you can see it on the camera. And then what I did is I just used a spatula to take Cool Whip and went ahead and iced it like it was a cake. So I put icing, quote unquote, in the middle with the Cool Whip. And then I added some low-carb berries. Now you can use whatever you like. Here I have on the platter raspberries, blueberries, strawberries, and blackberries. But you could do whatever you wanted, right? You could even add food coloring to make it extra fancy and pretty. And I just used a spatula to make it gorgeous, and I added some candles here. And as you can see, somebody is celebrating at my house. Someone's having a birthday. Beautiful, right? So you can sing happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you in the comments. Maybe you can guess who's having a birthday. You can guess below. But it's a super easy way for you to enjoy a berry delicious shortcake. It's an alternative to being stressed out and like trying to slave in the kitchen. Now, if you didn't want to buy a cake for that item, I can steer you into a recipe. Now, obviously this one is a bake, but that one is a no bake. But if you did want to bake something and you didn't have that strawberry shortcake or cake available in your community, you could make it yourself. Here is a recipe for lemon lute strawberry shortcake. Look how pretty it is, I know. Lemon lute strawberry shortcake. And this recipe is inside the Dirty Lazy Keto Dirt Cheap Cookbook, and it's on page 188. So it's an alternative to buying cake. You can make your own biscuits. You can follow the whole recipe if you want. Page 188 in the Dirty Lazy Keto Dirt Cheap Cookbook. And so yummy, you guys. And it's kind of fun. You might be like, really? I never thought of that after you make the recipe. You'd be like, that was so easy. I can't believe that. So what did you guys think? Did you have a favorite one? Was number 5 your favorite? That was maybe mine. Tell me in the comments which one, 1, 2, 3, 4, or 5 is your favorite. I'm curious. We'll take like a little poll here. And in the meanwhile, I just want to say thank you to everyone for staying and watching and listening about today's presentation about the 5 no-bake keto dessert recipes. Wasn't that fun? I can't wait to see which one everyone is going to try or likes the best. I do want to encourage you to subscribe to the Dirty Lazy Keto YouTube channel, where I post a new video every week. You can also subscribe to the podcast, wherever you like to listen to your podcast. Both of those are free and they are updated once a week. The podcast is available on YouTube as well, on Spotify, Amazon Music, iHeartRadio, Pandora, wherever you like to listen to your podcast. It's also on the Dirty Lazy Keto YouTube channel. So there's 2 different things happening there, and there are different videos, different messages every week. So there's a lot, right? Plus the support groups and the weekly topics here. I know, right? There is so much going on. Remember, if you want to binge watch the next video, I'll click up after this. It's called How to Make, pull up my giant cookie, How to Make Keto Peanut Butter Cookie Dough, which is a whole different recipe than the one we talked about today. So that's it, my friends. Please give yourself a round of applause for being here and for participating and for putting yourself first and for being successful and for liking and loving this lifestyle so much that you want to learn more. I'm very proud of you. So keep up the good work. Thanks for joining me on the adventure today with the Dirty Lazy Keto podcast. If you have questions about what we talked about, head over to my website, dirtylazyketo.com. While you're there, be sure to sign up for my free newsletter.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy 5 or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.